You're listening to an excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place on November 8, 2007 at the United States Conference on AIDS in Palm Springs, California. In this section, two people living with HIV talk about how they've stood up for themselves to get the services they needed. We'll hear first from Reverend Joyce Turner Keller, who founded and runs a service agency called Aspirations Holistic Tutorial Services in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The issue of being complacent, I had not accessed services since January, simply because there was such a turnover in the office where the agency where I was receiving services from. And every time I would call, I would be told that you don't need it because somebody in the office would say, well, she got her hair done, she looks this way, looks that way. It was more of a visual thing, and I was denied the things that I was rightly entitled to. So I did without receiving any services from January up until a month ago. And I finally had to go in and ask for help to get meds because I found that I was living with, I had pneumonia. And some of the medicines that the doctors were giving me are not in the formulary. So you suffer for a week, and then you know that you can't take it any longer. And you have to bite the bullet. So I called the agency that I received services from. And for 3 days, I was told, we can't find your file. And these people are Ryan White recipients. I'm a consumer. But they assumed, because of what I look like, the way I speak, and the way I carry myself, I don't need the services I'm getting. And they made that judgment call. You talked about difficulties in receiving services when there is a need. It is considered, it's inhuman that these people are employed by us and we have to beg and grovel at their feet to get a basic need. And I think it's deplorable. So I'm definitely complaining about it.
I think that our health care should be an entitlement program. I mean, we're human beings. Everybody should be entitled to preventive health care. I mean, when I spoke to Senator Kennedy's office and the question was posed to me, what do you want? And I said to myself, I want George Bush and all of the senators health care. I want to know that when my meds are no longer working, that the next med I need is in my formulary. I want you to save my life. That's what I want. I want universal. I want to be entitled to good, effective, efficient, affordable, accessible health care.
Next, we'll hear from Cecily Carroll, an advocate for people with HIV at Washington Hospital Center in D.C.
I don't have that problem in terms of being blackballed because I have no problem with opening up my mouth. If I know that there are services, especially the fact that our EMA is four states or whatever, large, and I know that the money is there, when I go into this agency and they try and tell me, okay, we don't have the funding for this and we don't have the funding for that. And mind you, I just sat back 2 weeks ago and was the same meeting that these folks were in and heard the same thing that they heard. And they try and tell me that there's no funding. I do a lot of comparison. I'm like, okay, if the folks in D.C. can get a certain amount of grocery vouchers per month, per family member or whatever, why can't we get the same thing if we're all, supposed to be getting some of the same pot of money? What's the problem with that? Now, I might get in trouble for saying this, but I no longer have that problem because they don't want to hear that from me anymore. You know, not to say that they pretty much give me anything I want. I'm not going to say that. Okay? But they don't argue with me anymore. If I go in and I say, I need this, in order for me not to be blackballed, okay? I go in and I say this, and this is what happens. But that's me. Everybody is not like me. Everybody else doesn't hear the same thing. They don't go to the same meetings that I go to. So they don't hear the information. So here I am, you know, trying to spread the information to as many people as I possibly can. This is the money that's out there, okay? You are eligible for this. You need to go and get it. You need to fight for it. It's there. It belongs to you. It was put there so that you can get it. You know, but a lot of people, like I said, all right, they're not as outspoken as I am about the services that I need.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place at USCA 2007. For more information about hosting your own meeting, contact Christine Campbell of the Campaign to End AIDS at 202-408-0305 or campbell@housingworks.org. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L @housingworks.org. You can also fill out the survey sponsored by the Campaign to End AIDS and the National Association of People with AIDS. The survey is linked from this podcast's main page.